This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Wednesday, the 13th of October. The European Union will give its response to UK demands to alter the post-Brexit arrangements for Northern Ireland later. It's after UK Brexit Minister Lord Frost proposed plans for an entirely new protocol yesterday to replace the much criticised current one. He wants to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland and claims his new legal agreement is a better way forward. But Tory MP Theresa Villiers, who is a former Northern Ireland secretary, told Times Radio that Lord Frost hasn't gone far enough.
I remain of the view that it may well be possible to get an amended version of the protocol. I suppose one of my fears is the changes being asked for by Lord Frost, even if the EU granted all of them, would still leave people in Northern Ireland subject to a whole range of laws over which they have no vote and no say.
The Environment Agency is warning it's now a case of adapt or die when it comes to climate change. The government agency says England faces more floods and droughts, rising sea levels and greater demand on water supplies unless action is taken. But it also says becoming resilient to the already inevitable effects of climate change is just as important as action to cut greenhouse gases. Ofgem says it's braced for more energy supplies to collapse this week because of the increasing cost of gas. It's understood four companies are in talks with the energy regulator and it's thought they may go bust today. Pressure is mounting on the Treasury to come up with some sort of financial rescue package. George Parker, political editor at the Financial Times, told Times Radio what the government is considering.
What they're looking at, I think, is the idea of loans to these companies as a way of tiding them over what will definitely be a very tough winter with spiralling gas prices, in the hope that if the companies have to get loans from the government, they'll think twice about having to do that and maybe in an ideal scenario turn to their owners or shareholders for money first before coming to the government.
The FA has launched an investigation after Hungary fans fought with police during the opening minutes of last night's World Cup qualifier against England at Wembley. It happened after officers entered the stands to arrest one supporter who it's claimed had racially abused a steward. The Hungarian ultras also booed when England players took the knee. Manager Gareth Southgate described the behaviour as unacceptable. Shipping containers carrying Christmas gifts and vital supplies are being diverted away from Britain's biggest port because it's full. Felixstowe on the Suffolk coast normally handles about 36% of the UK's container imports and exports, but congestion at the docks means some shipments are being sent to other European ports instead. A high global demand for shipping space and a shortage of HGV drivers is being blamed. Tim Morris is the CEO of the UK Major Ports Group.
It's like any very, very busy system. You don't need that much to go wrong or that much, you know, to happen in an unexpected way when you're running at a very, very high level of capacity for, you know, the knock-on impacts to be significant. You know, we are working weekly, daily in order to maintain, you know, balance and flow of goods in and out of the ports through those supply chains.
And a woman from Turkey who's been declared the tallest in the world says she hopes to inspire everyone to accept themselves for who they are. Rumeysa Gelgi is just under 7 feet 1 inch tall and needs to use a specially adapted wheelchair most of the time. Her height is caused by Weaver syndrome, but the 24-year-old says every disadvantage can be turned into an advantage. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.